Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friend, how's it going? I hope you are having a wonderful start to your Tuesday. If you're listening to this in real time, by the way, this has been the longest 2025 ever. If you listened last week, I was sick and didn't sound very good. And now my little one, Paige, is sick and my husband is sick. So this has just been kicking our butt for a couple of weeks. And I feel like ever since we got back from Hawaii, it has just been a heck of a year. And it feels like it's been forever, but it's also like, how the heck is it already the end of February almost? But with it almost being March and spring is upon us, I have had a lot of clients asking about where they should go for spring break and summer trips and wanting all of the ideas. So I thought it would be really fun to just throw out some ideas for you on my top 10 family-friendly vacations that I would take my kids to in the spring or summer with points. A few of these I have been to, and the others I have just heard really great things from other people in the points world who have been there that have kids that are friends of mine. And so I compiled a list of the top 10 family-friendly resorts that you should plan for spring break or summer. It is not too late to plan your spring break vacation. Depending on where you are wanting to go, there may be some limited availability at more of the popular places that you're wanting to go, but you can still 100% plan a family vacation for spring break on your points. And also you should definitely be planning your summer vacations as well and get started with that. So let's go ahead and dive in to the different resorts. If you are new around here, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. My name is Megan, and I have a free Travel Points 101 guide for you to get started so that you can open up your first card today and start earning points. So definitely grab that in the show notes. And if you're a lifelong listener, welcome back. All right, so we are going to start off with number one. In one of my favorite places ever, Hawaii, this is the Grand Hyatt Kauai Resort. This is a beautiful, beautiful resort in Kauai, Hawaii. It has a 1.5-acre saltwater lagoon, a water slide, numerous pools, a lazy river, like a complete kids' playland. They have a Camp Hyatt, so a lot of the Hyatt hotels, if you don't know, have like a kids play area, or they call them Camp Hyatts. And this is just basically a place where your kids can go play. Some of them you can actually drop your kids off at and leave. Some of them you have to stay there depending on the age. Some even have like teen clubs, but this one has one for kids ages 3 to 12 with tons of activities and games for the kiddos. This resort is right on the beach with a beautiful location, and you really cannot get a better resort in Hawaii, in my opinion, than the Grand Hyatt Kauai. So this is a Category 7 hotel. So this is going to be one of the higher ends. It's going to cost you quite a few more points. You can probably find rooms for around 40,000 points, depending on when you're wanting to go. But as always, definitely go back and listen to the episode all about booking Hyatt stays, but just go to that Hyatt hotel map and you can look at the points calendar for all of the Hyatt resorts. We're not talking just about Hyatt today, but for the Hyatt ones, you can definitely go look and see how many points it might cost you. The next one is Hyatt Ziva Cancun. So if you are wanting to get out of the country and go to an all-inclusive resort, this one is really one of the best ones that you can take your families to. Again, this is going to be a little on the higher end category with Hyatt, but it is definitely worth it. So this resort is going to go, it has increased, so it will go for around 50,000 points a night. But like I said, all-inclusive includes everything, food and drinks. You will pay absolutely nothing to stay here. Completely free trip. There is a kids club, so very similar to the Camp Hyatt. It's a kids club for them. Multiple pools. They have lots of shows in the evenings that the kids love. Tons of water slides. An amazing dessert shop with ice cream. They have like churro carts all around the resort. Anything the kids want, they can get for free. There's like a candy shop. This is really great for the entire family. But do know when you book the all-inclusive resorts with points, so like if you were going for 50,000 points a night, that is for two people. So if you want to add your children on, you will either need to call and add them with points or add them with cash, or you can just book an entire separate room and then call to get those rooms adjoined. For kids three and under, though, they are free. You'll just have to call and add the kid on. But sometimes, depending on the points, it might be actually worth it to add your kids on in cash than in points, because sometimes it's just not worth it if you were to think about the ratio of points to cash. But totally up to you. But do know when you're booking that and you look it up on the points calendar, it's going to be for an occupancy of two. All right, number three, again, if you're looking to leave the country, Costa Rica, the Andes, Costa Rica, Papago is a great one. This is way down at the bottom of Costa Rica. This is a Hyatt resort. Do know this resort is pretty secluded. So if you have like little ones and you're wanting to go out and do things, this might not be the place for you if you're fine with like staying on the property or driving a long way for excursions, then this would be for you. But the property itself is amazing, and you probably don't need to go anywhere anyway. It's right on the beach. It's a little over an hour away from the airport. And it is, like I said, right on the beach, but it's also like in the jungle up against these cliffs. So you have kind of that jungle vibe plus the ocean beach vibe, which is really like my favorite mix between jungle and beach. So you have a beautiful overlooking the cliffs onto the ocean. You can expect to see monkeys and coatis and all kinds of wildlife all around. The beach itself right in front of the resort is not the best, but they actually have a private beach that the boat takes you to. So if you walk down to the beach, the resort has its own boat that takes you to a private beach that is really, really nice. Kids up to 5 years old eat for free on-site at restaurants, so this is not an all-inclusive resort. Do know that the food here is here a little bit pricier because it is secluded. They mark up the prices because they know you have to eat there, but if you have kids five and under, they are free. They also have a kids club ages four and up. The average price on this is going to be about 25,000 points at the lower end. So again, very secluded, high luxury style, great food, but do know it is secluded, and so you're probably not going to want to leave the property. But if Costa Rica is on your list, this one might be a great one. All right, going down to Florida, one of my favorite places to vacation. I absolutely love Florida. This is the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point. I have not been here. This one is on my list because it looks so amazing for the kiddos. It is not directly on the beach, but you can walk to the beach right there. It's just a little slightly inland. This is going to be located on the west coast of Florida. This is, I believe, like right below Naples. They have a mini water park, lazy river, and slides for kids of all ages. One of the great things about this resort is they have a boat that takes you out to a private island. So similar to the Costa Rica one, you can get away off to a private area that the resort owns, which is great. There's tons of on-site activities, including a rock wall. I do know that this is just one of the places people absolutely love to take their family. Again, this one is a little bit secluded and down there on the beach. There's not a whole lot of things in that area. So again, you might just want to stay on the property. And this one you can get for a very reasonable price. This is a Hyatt Regency. And so you can get this resort for around 25,000 points per night. This one is on my list and I want to go there one day. All right, number five, the Hyatt Regency Hill Country. This one is in San Antonio, Texas. We are actually going here in July for my daughter's third birthday because this resort looks so nice. We've been wanting to go to San Antonio for a while. This resort, again, we are not city people, so it's on the outskirts of the city, a little secluded out by itself, which I love. And it's under all of these big, big trees, tons of shade. It includes a lazy river. There's outdoor movies. They do s'mores at night, crafts. You can ride bikes around the property. They even have a flow rider machine, so you can do like wave surfing on the machine. It's very close to SeaWorld, and so there's a lot of attractions in San Antonio, SeaWorld, Six Flags, the Alamo, all of those things. But if you are someone who likes to stay downtown by the Riverwalk, this is not a resort for you. This is on the outskirts of town, very secluded, but a really family-friendly property. And we are so excited to be staying there. I've been wanting to stay there. We actually had this booked last year, and we ended up canceling it and going to Phoenix instead. But this year, my husband was like, let's go to that resort in San Antonio. So we're doing it. You can find this one for as low as around 20,000 points. Very, very reasonable. Usually more up around 25 or 30,000 points with Hyatt. Number six is Westin Hilton Head Island. So this is a Marriott property. And you can actually book this property for around 40,000 points per night. So this is located in South Carolina out on Hilton Head Island. Again, this one is going to be right on the beach. If you see a trend here, I do like to be on the beach. But this is located on the northern end of the island where guests have private access to the beach. So this island can get a little crowded. So you are, again, off out to yourself, not around a whole lot of people, and you have your own private beach. There is a large box on the beach filled with toys and boogie boards for the kids to play with. So they are already thinking about those kiddos. There are three resort pools, so lots and lots of swimming options, and just a great place to get off the beaten path with your family for spring break or summer. Do know that it might still be a little chilly for this one on spring break, but for summer, this would be a really great one. But again, then you have to think about humidity in these types of places. Number seven, we are going to out of the country again with Hyatt Ziva Capcana. This is another all-inclusive resort. So Hyatt Zivas are one of my favorite all-inclusive resorts within the Hyatt brand. This is located in the Dominican Republic. This resort has two pools, a water park, a kids play area with kiddie slides for the younger ones, a kids club, a teen lounge, and so many other beach activities. So there's tons of things to do for kids. I have seen that this is really one of the best all-inclusive resorts out there among the collective for families, because it has just anything for the entire family that you may need. Again, this resort is going to go for around 40 to 50,000 points a night and or higher, and that is for occupancy of two. So you will still have to add on those kiddos with cash or points. All right, going back to Florida. If you are someone who is wanting to go to Orlando and go see Disney World, this is where I would stay if I was going to Disney World. This is the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress. I actually have not been to this property, but I had a client go to this property in October, actually. She took her family to Disney World for a whole week, and she absolutely loved this resort. Her kids were, I think, like around 10 and 7, and they loved all of the pool areas. So they have like a little cave in the swimming pool that the kids can swim through. There is a free shuttle that will also take you to Disney World. Tons of pools, like I said, a water slide, a splash pad. There is a lake on the property with lots of activities, nature trails around, bike rentals. There's a rock climbing wall. There is so much stuff to do at this resort. So you don't have to go just for Disney World. If you go, like my client, I recommended, she was going for a whole week and wanted to see all of the parks and do it all. I recommended staying here so that she had a day in between going to all the parks so that they could just rest and hang out by the resort. And they ended up loving this resort for their rest day. So definitely take a day just to be at the resort, because there is so much to do here. And you can get this resort for so cheap. You can get it for 17,000 points per night on the low end. Again, it'll go up into the 20s, but you can get this. It's another Hyatt Regency. I love Hyatt Regencies because they're really nice resorts. even though they're not on like the higher end scale of Hyatt, I think they're really nice resorts. I've never really been to a Hyatt Regency. I haven't loved, but they, you can get them for so cheap on points. So this is really like the sweet spot of not high end luxury, but kind of a luxury brand for dirt cheap. So Hyatt Regency, Grand Cypress in Orlando. Getting down to the last two, and these two I have both been to. So number 9 is another Hyatt Regency. You can see a trend here. We have a Hyatt Regency and a Hyatt Ziva for the last two. You see a trend coming. Number 9, Hyatt Regency Clearwater. Again, Florida. I'm a Florida sucker, especially for spring break because it's going to be so warm down there. This is right outside of Tampa Bay on Clearwater Island. So again, a little secluded outside of town. You are right on the beach. The beach is right across from the resort. Your rooms have oceanfront views. We were upgraded to a suite with an ocean view. It was so nice. We had a bedroom and a living room and a kitchen. Definitely, if you're interested in this property, go back and listen to the destination day of Clearwater because I went over all of this. But you are only around 30 minutes from the airport, so you're not very far at all. Like I said, right on the beach. It has a great pool. It even has a little kids pool area. So my daughter was a year and a half when we took her here. And so they had like a little shallow pool for her to play in, hot tub. The rooms are super spacious for the kids. They have beautiful views. There was a game room downstairs with like large Jenga and stuff for the kids to play with. This resort was so family friendly. There was kids around everywhere. And to be so close on the beach was absolutely perfect for our family. So this one you can get for around 25,000-30,000 points on the low end. And again, a great place to stay. And last, we are leaving the country for our last one, going down to Mexico to Puerto Vallarta. This is the Hyatt Ziva Puerto Vallarta. We were just here in October. This was one of my favorite resorts, if not my favorite that we have ever stayed at with points. This is another all-inclusive resort located in Puerto Vallarta, and it is off the main area of all of the hotels. So there is a very heavy hotel chain there in Puerto Vallarta on the beach, and this is on the southern end of the beach. So it has its own private beach because there's cliffs on either side of it. So you literally cannot leave this private beach and no one comes. So you have the entire beach to yourself. There is a kids club. There's free kayaks, free paddle boards to go out into the ocean. It is a smaller resort compared to the other Hyatts. So there are less food options, but I thought there was still plenty of great places to eat. All of the food we had was amazing. There was Italian, Mexican, steak. There was tacos right there by the pools. There was multiple pools. Another little kids pool to play in. They released sea turtles right there on the beach. Like there was so many things for the kids that it was just one of my favorite family-friendly all-inclusive resorts. I highly, highly recommend that you put this on your list to go to, even if it's not this year, sometime. Again, there's a whole episode on this destination, Puerto Vallarta. So definitely go back and listen to this. And you can get this resort for around 30,000 points. Again, double occupancy. Kids will need to be added. We took my daughter when she was, she had just turned 2. So she was free, which is really the best age because she still ate quite a bit of food and drinks and it was completely free. So that is the top 10 places I would take my family on spring break and summer vacation. And I just hope that this gives you some inspiration. Even if you're like, I'm not planning on going anywhere this year for spring break, or you're not spring break travelers, like we don't go anywhere for spring break. If you're new around here, my husband fights wildfires. And so this is our wildfire season. And so he's always on call. So we don't go anywhere for spring break. But if you're not, still add these to your list. I have had so many clients asking for like just destination ideas and building their dream list. And so if you have not built your list of dream vacations that you want to take in your lifetime, I highly recommend you do it, whether that's destinations or like resort specific. You'll see the more that you get into this hobby, it's actually more resort specific because you're like, I want to stay at that specific resort. Maybe that destination wasn't like, oh, that's where I want to go. But you see a resort that you're like, oh my gosh, that looks amazing. I would never pay to stay there. But because of points, like it makes it possible. And so there's places that I want to go see, and then there's resorts that I want to go stay at. There's even airlines that I want to fly with, even though I don't know where I would fly with them. You'll just see like your mind becomes so expansive and abundant the more that you get into this hobby, because there's no place that's off limits. And so I hope that you use this for your trips coming up this year, but also just to start building that dream list, to start thinking of the places that you might want to go, because there's just so many places out there and you have your whole life to do this, and you're getting to go on potentially multiple trips a year. So think of all the places that you can go, and this is only 10 places that you may have interest in going to. So I hope this sparked some ideas for you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me in the DMs on Instagram and or email me. I'm more than happy to help you select a location or talk about it, share anything that I have, help you open up the card that you need to get to these places. You'll notice a lot of these places were Hyatt resorts. Again, opening up Chase cards are the best way to be able to stay at these resorts. Those are flexible points that you can transfer over to Hyatt and book some of these amazing, amazing resorts for literally $0, because when you use Hyatt points, the stay is completely free. They don't charge you any resort fees or anything like that. So Hyatt will always be on the top of my list, and there's just so many places to stay. So I hope this was helpful. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you next week.